No Lehigh Valley pitcher is off to a hotter start than Zach Eflin. In yesterday's winning effort, Eflin threw 8 scoreless innings, allowing just 2 hits, no runs, while tossing 5 strikeouts and not allowing a walk. In his first 2 AAA starts combined, Eflin has gone 14 total innings, letting up just 7 hits and 1 run. He's actually won his last 7 decisions, including AA, dating back to last year. This morning, Eflin was named the International League Pitcher of the Week. He also just happens to be the second youngest pitcher in the entire IL. I asked Zach what taking home the honor meant to him.
Oh, it's an honor. You know, I think it's a good thing to get the season started the way it has been so far. It's a good thing to build on what I've done and just keep on getting outs and doing everything I can to do that.
How'd you find out?
Honestly, don't even know. I think I found someone said it today at the park. Found that out that way, and like I said, it's an honor.
You're a guy who's obviously accomplished a lot. You were selected in the draft out of high school. You've been a star player everywhere you've been for a while. Where does this rank on honors that you've received?
It ranks high. You know, obviously I like winning more than I like, individual awards like this. I'm happy we've been able to get back on the winning routine, and we're looking forward to keep doing that.
You go 8 innings yesterday. You've never pitched a complete game, at least a 9-inning game, in your professional career. How badly did you want to go out for the 9th yesterday?
Of course. Everyone in that position would want to go back out for the 9th. But obviously I understand that it's early in the season, and the pitching coach and manager are going to make the decisions they need to based on where we're at. And, if it's later in the season, maybe I'm going to go back out. Obviously I want to. That's my killer instinct that I have inside of me. But, I definitely understand.
You may have had some pitches left in you, 91 pitches at the time when you were pulled. What did Brundy say to you at that moment?
He said, that's it. And I said, are you serious? Like, I can't go back out. And he's like, no, we're not going to let you go back out. And then talked to Lundy, and he said it's just too early in the season to, go out there and quite possibly maybe have a stressful inning or get hurt or something. So obviously it's a bummer, but everyone would want to go back out. But like I said, I understand.
International League Player of the Week, Zach Eflin, joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. You were drafted out of high school, and then you are thrown right into the mix with professional guys playing in games against guys you don't know how old they are. You don't know how long they've been around. What's that like coming out of high school directly and then coming out here?
Really doesn't change anything for me. I throw every pitch with a purpose and trying to get outs. I know that's what I got to do at every step I ever get to, is to the same goal is to get outs and win a ball game. And if you have that mentality, I believe you can pitch anywhere. And that's how I kind of transitioned from high school to professional baseball. The only thing is that the hitters get better. And, I just got to keep working on commanding the zone and really getting ahead of hitters and getting outs, like I said.
You ever think about it, though, that some of these guys have been around here a long time, far more experience? You're on a team now, you have a guy who's 33 years old and he's been playing in the major leagues for a while. So you ever think about that at all, being a young guy? You just turned 22 10 days ago.
Not quite really, not really before, kind of after. Yesterday I faced David Murphy. That was kind of a shocker, but I thought that was really cool. I think that I've been blessed to be able to play up to this level and keep throwing strikes and keep getting outs, and I believe anything can happen.
Drafted 33rd overall by the Padres a few years back. Did you ever consider going to college at all?
I did for a little bit. I think it was in our family's best interest to transition to professional baseball. I think it was going to be the step that I needed to take in order to better myself and really strive for my goal and my dream. And my family was on the same page with that.
You've been here now for 4 years professionally, 22 years old. Do you feel maybe as if not going to college gave you a disadvantage at all, set you back?
No, not at all. I think advantages, if anything. I'm really happy that I made the decision I did, and I've learned a tremendous amount about baseball and about friendships and everything. And like I said, I'm just blessed to be here, and ultimately I was very happy with the decision I made.
Zach Eflin joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. You've got a little bit of an interesting story in how you got here to Philadelphia. In a matter of 2 days, you were traded to two different times, I should say, in 2014, going from the Padres organization to the Dodgers, then from the Dodgers to the Phillies. What's that like?
That was crazy. There were rumors going around. I was watching MLB Network and saw my name on the TV and saw the rumors were flying and getting texts and people were tweeting at me, congratulating me that I got traded, all this stuff, and I still hadn't heard anything. And it took about 2.5 weeks until I finally figured out if anything was happening or if something wasn't happening at all. And I got a call from San Diego's GM, A.J. Preller. He told me that I had been traded to Los Angeles and most likely flipped to Philly. So it was kind of a hectic 2.5 weeks trying to tell everyone that I don't know what's going on kind of thing. But ultimately, I'm very happy the way it turned out.
So there was no waiting period. You went right basically from San Diego to Philadelphia. That's what you were told.
Yeah, that's it. Really, I'd never really heard from the Dodgers at all. Just from A.J. Preller saying that I was most likely being flipped to Philly.
Now, you were traded in that span for two all-star caliber players, Matt Kemp in the first trade and Jimmy Rollins in the second trade when you came over here to Philly. Does that give you, because I know it's tough to be traded as a player, as a young player, does that give you any solace at all, knowing that it was all-star guys that you were traded for? Does that make you feel more important?
Not necessarily more important. It was more humbling than anything, just to have my name affiliated with those guys for the rest of my time playing baseball and theirs as well. I think it was a really, really cool thing, honestly, just especially with obviously Jimmy Rollins with Philly. You know, that's a pretty big name in Philadelphia sports history, and I'm just blessed to be here. That's really it.
Zach Eflin joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. Do you ever keep track of those guys? Do you ever look at those guys and see how they're doing, compare yourself to them? You were traded for them.
No, not necessarily. I watch baseball. I watch them play on TV, but I don't really keep up with them.
Nothing at all?
No, not really.
All right. Zach, last thing for you. First year in professional ball, you only made 4 appearances, 3 starts down at the lower levels when you first came out of high school. Things didn't necessarily go very well for you. You didn't win a game, over 7 ERA at the time. And now you come out here and in 2 starts in AAA, you've allowed 1 earned run and you haven't lost since, I believe, August 2nd of last year down in AA. So how are you a different pitcher today than you were 4 years ago when you came out of high school?
I think the biggest thing when I came out of high school, I was trying to overpower hitters and really work too much in my fastball and try and blow people away and stuff. And I learned in low A, my first full professional season from Bert Hooten, was to really pitch to contact and get weak contact and really trying to understand and depict hitters and what they're trying to do at the plate. And that was the biggest thing that's really changed my career was, you know, I don't need to blow anyone away. I can if I need to or if I can. But to get weak contact and limit the pitches during the innings allows me to go out and throw 8 innings like yesterday. If I'm at 120 pitches, obviously I'm probably not going to go back out for the ninth. But at 91 pitches, maybe later in the season, I'll be able to go back out for the ninth.
Eflin becomes the 12th Iron Pig pitcher all time to have won the International League Pitcher of the Week award, the first since Jared Eichhoff did it August 10th of last season. Eichhoff starts tonight for the Phillies.